Hello and welcome to another podcast of Lisa Talks. Today we're going to talk about a lot of things like there are hate speeches. Like Free Palestina is actually a hate word that uses many are protesting in like Germany and all over the world that are Muslims and supporting the Hamas and for Free Palestina. The Free Palestina means that there will be one Palestina country from the river of Jordan to the sea. That means whole Israel gonna be one Palestina. So that means kill all the Jews. So that means Free Palestina is one hate and racist word now. And YouTube and many social media now is taking over and checking everything because that is actually hate speech in YouTube or even in Facebook or something. And they should all social media should do this because it's clearly a hate speech. Only saying hate Free Palestina is clearly now. Hate speech or and act of terrorism, because if you are supporting Free Palestina, you are actually supporting terrorism to kill all the Jews and conquer all Israel from Jordan to Jordan River to the sea. And actually they don't know, the Palestinians don't know the words. Palestina was part of one part of Jordan. Jordan, the original Palestina was in Jordan. So they don't know their own history. That is shameful of them. And then they call that Israel is Palestine. Israel have been over 3,000 years have been Israel and the Jewish place. But there have been conquerors and things, and the Muslims have conquered everything in the past 1,000 years that had been, and then go back to Jewish again. It is so shameful that even the so-called Palestinians don't know the history. And the history of other persons like in Europa and non-Muslims know the history, but the Muslims don't know the history, or they are avoiding to know the history. Or denying the history because they are so hateful for the Jewish people. And they are now, because there was one accident shooting like three aid workers or 12 aid workers was one accident, because they believed there was terrorists, Hamas, behind that. And there was some, they got some wrong information. And they saw the military chief said, "We are sorry for this happened. There was one accident," and this is first time they have made one accident. Now they are all people in the world that support Hamas and Palestine saying they are always doing these things. Everything they have shot on have been one mistake. Everything they have bombed have been one mistake. So they are trying to turn, the Hamas is trying to turn, and the Palestinian people try to turn this to advantage to people. And now people are saying, no, Britain cannot send more weapons, blah, blah, blah. And we saw Biden said, oh, blah, blah, blah. He's totally bullshit. Things happen in war. Accidents happen in war. That is. Suddenly, when one accident of in how long it is, and 7th October, one accident, and suddenly the world blows up like they are crazy. The Palestinian lovers are like, oh my God, what's happening? And they are wrong. The things happen in the war. Sometimes happening mistakes, and the Israel admit that they make one mistake. Hamas will never admit one mistake they have done, because they are doing terrible things. Like I heard, see one video, they're putting baby griddles on fire with the baby on and burning the baby alive. The Hamas did that. And the video, everything, and they are so proud of it. And smile with the glee, and they are like, oh my God, we are so good, we killed one baby Jewish. Not only one, many of them. And people are supporting the Hamas by supporting and protesting Free Palestine. You are supporting for terrorism and more hate of the Jewish people than ever happened. That, why is not other Muslim countries helping Palestine, so-called Palestine or Gaza? Let me say, the only what is gonna help is Hezbollah, is backed by Iran, is Lebanon. Then you have Houthis, they are Iran, backed by Iran. Then you have Hamas, is backed by Iran. They are, because they are different Muslims. They are one group. Because they are Sunni Muslims, and the other are Shia. And they both hate each other. So the only one that is helping the terrorism and the horrible people that are terrorists, Hamas and Houthis, and also the bad people in Hezbollah, they are Iran, and they are Sunni people. And then you have Shia, there is the other, like Arab, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and many other things are Shia. And you do not know that. That's why nobody is want to help the other people. Also, when there are war, like Iraq war, when 1 million people died, civilians and soldiers, nobody was taking the flag of Iraq and protesting. When it was Syria war, when many 100,000 died, nobody take the Syria flag and go and protesting. Nobody did. When Afghanistan war in Russia, invading, nobody take the Afghanistan war, flag and go and protesting. When United States was there and against Taliban, nobody took the Taliban, the Hano flag, but I don't know, but supporting the Taliban. And so on, and people are racist, but they don't know. I'm not racist. I have many Muslim friends in Norway, and I have many friends in Sweden too, since I was child. So I don't hate any people. But when the Free Palestine movement means kill all the Jews and take off where, from the river from Jordan all the way to Israel. Israel have since 1947 have tried to give land to the Palestinians, many land, and they have refused. All the time they have refused. Because they want all Israel. And that's why you can see the Palestine people are with Hamas. Because when they say free Palestina, it means that they are with Hamas and they want to have all Israel and a little bit of Jordan to themselves. Because they are like that. They are racist. They hate the Jews, all the people in Palestina, in Gaza. Especially Gaza and many people in the world that support Palestine, Free Palestine movement, is with Hamas, and they want to have all the Israel to be their land and kill all the Jews. That is, and when they ask why they want to have that, they don't. The history. What history? The history is that have been always Israel's Jewish land, so way back to 3,000, 4,000 years back, and have never been one Muslim country unless they have tried to invade and invaded or things. They have been invaded by Romans, they have been invaded by Christians, they are invaded by Muslims. But still, it is the Jewish country and how always have been. But still, the Quran says many things that is not true. It's all fiction. So, hope you learn things like now. Don't spread hate on social media, like Free Palestine. If I see that, I go and click on the report and say hate speech, because that is on hate speech. To kill all Jews, conquer the Israel and be the Palestinian land that never have been in the history. So, and actually, I told you the Palestine have been in the part of Jordan. Why they don't attack Jordan and take their back the land? Because they are stupid enough to don't know their own history. Yeah. So hope you learned something with this podcast, because I have not seen any good news, and that's why I'm talking freely about things. Why it is so. So hope you see, follow, like, and share. See ya.